Good morning, welcome to the Full Totness Breakfast on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM with myself, Peter Shearn. And it's, what is it? It's Thursday, the 12th of August, 2021. It's the future. And on the show today, we will be joined by Jay Tompt from the Reconomy Centre. Now, I, being the moron that I am, don't know very much about the Reconomy Centre at all. So this is going to be an education for me, if not for everybody else. And we're starting off with Mandala and a song called The Midnight Revolution. Mandala, the Midnight Revolution song, and Jay Tompt is here with us right here, right now. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us this morning. And we're going to be talking all things Reconomy Centre. Now, that is the building up by the Kingsbridge, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for having me and giving me a chance to talk about it. It's been going since 2013. We've been in that building just across from the Lamb. And I hear a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I don't really know what you guys do, but I've seen that building a million times.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a co-working space and incubation space. And so people have been working up there and running workshops, attending workshops, getting help with their business plan or, you know, whatever.
What, since 2013. Hang on. When you say incubation space, what are you growing in there?
Well, hopefully little businesses that would be good for the community in some way.
Aha, right, okay. It got a bit Aldous Huxley there for a second for me. That was... go on.
Yeah, well, if you hear that word incubator and you think like little baby chicks,
yeah,
you know, in a little warm environment with, you know, lights and all kinds of cozy stuff around, that's the idea. So little businesses just starting out need a lot of nurturing.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Some, you know, are fine to go out and do it all themselves without any help. But most do better if they have a helping hand. And that's kind of what we've been all about, really, with the Reconomy Project in general.
Okay. How did it come about? Who started it all off?
Well, I was one of the people who started it. There were some other people, too, like Francis Northrup and Hal Gilmore, Fiona Ward, and it started out as a little project from Transition Town Totnes, and this was around 2010, 2011.
Uh-huh.
I had just moved into town from California, from Silicon Valley in San Francisco. Francis had just moved down from the north, like Yorkshire or somewhere.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of experience with social enterprise, and so we all met. Invited some other people from around the town to say, hey, what could we do to strengthen our local economy? And we had the idea of starting an incubator because, you know, if you kind of create the conditions for lots of things to start up, well, then you've got something. And so we tried and failed and tried again and failed again. And it kind of whittled down to just the three of us in this group. And then we decided, well, if we can't do an incubator for various reasons, why don't we just do an incubator in one day? And that was the birth of the idea for the local entrepreneur forum in the community of dragons.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get on to that in a minute, actually, with the dragons thing, because I'd like to investigate that. But I'm interested. We speak to on the show, this show on the morning, the breakfast show, we speak to quite a few people who are in business, have businesses running around the town. And it seems to me, I don't know, is this an impression that's out of kilter with reality, is that Totnes seems to be very a really good hotbed of new business ideas. And it seems like a very encouraging place for people to get started in business. Is that a foolish notion from me?
I think that's generally true. And if you look around at the various areas of activity or sectors, if you will, you know, there are a lot of people who come to visit. So the tourism and hospitality area is pretty vibrant. But the other thing that has developed over many decades, and especially the last decade, is that the kind of the legacy of Dartington that has brought so many progressive and interesting people to the area has resulted in lots of progressive projects starting up. And for the last 10 years, there have been a lot of kind of progressive businesses. And by progressive, I mean people starting businesses that are not as usual. So taking on board the climate emergency and many of the other issues that we face collectively. Mm. So there's... you know, a lot of interest in organic growing and other sort of regenerative methods of growing food. Other people who are trying to make just local businesses for the local community to reduce their ecological footprint and, you know, those kinds of things. And yeah. So that has really mushroomed, I think, over the last 10 years.
It interests me how, I mean, you mentioned the term incubator, the idea that Totnes also has a sort of vague ethos, and that does guide how new businesses start up, whether they're starting up because of something like climate change or something like that. You get the feeling that no matter what it is they're doing, they would take into account those aspects of life because it's so prevalent here. Is it that it is more prevalent down in Totnes, or is that just a hippie view that I've currently got?
Yeah, I would say we're in a little bubble where a lot of people are pretty aware of what's going on in the world and have developed worldviews that are about solutions, and that has an attractive force. I think that brings people to the town. That's partly why I'm here. I'm from California, and no offense, but I do not want to move to England. my partner's English, so you know, you do things for love. And we came to take care of her dad, who was getting older, and we didn't want to live anywhere that he was living. And we thought, well, Devon or Cornwall is the most California-like part of England. And we were in San Francisco doing progressive and green things, and we stumbled upon Totnes, and we thought, well, Schumacher College, transition, probably this would be a cool place to land. And that's how we ended up here. And I think that's the story for a lot of people, too. And so I know a few examples of people who come down here for that reason and decided to start a business because that's what they do. And I think that's a big part of the story.
And you heard it here first, folks. This place is most like California. There you go. Can't beat that for a recommendation. Okay, yeah, I was going to ask what brought you. We got an entire planet for you to play with, and how did you end up from California to here? But that you answered that very nicely. Thank you very much. So when you got here, was it the first thing you did was get involved with TTT and get onto the Reconomy Center, or did you do something else as a stopgap between?
Well, I'd started up a few things in California, including a green business that failed with the housing crash. And we decided this would be a good time to come over. And I was kind of in the green building arena, but our main focus was taking care of Jane's dad.
Yeah.
So I didn't really jump into things. I just kind of looked around and, you know, met people and talked about things that maybe could happen, and I got involved with TTT because it's here, and it was sort of a platform for doing things.
Sure. Just a quick question about businesses and starting up a business. I ran a business here for several years, and one of the things is the feeling of running a business in the UK can feel a little bit like you're fighting fires that are started by governments and things like that. You feel like you're fighting against things. Is it easier to start a business in the UK than it is in the States, or is it vice versa, or is it about the same?
I think it's easier in the States. It's a different culture. It's a different economic culture. And you know, my view is a little bit skewed because I grew up in Silicon Valley. Before it was Silicon Valley, it was famous for orchards. And I became part of that story and started up my own thing and worked with a lot of startups. And what you find in a place like Silicon Valley and other kind of developed ecosystems is that there are many ways to get something started, and they're evident, they're visible. So you can find investment here, you can get support over there, you can find a place to work over here, you can find team members over there.
Yeah.
And in this country, that's not the case. There isn't really that entrepreneurial culture. I mean, it obviously exists, and there are pockets of it that are very Silicon Valley-like in the country. But when I arrived here, I looked around, and Totnes is amazing in so many ways, but it was kind of a bleak landscape for people who were interested in entrepreneurship. Mm. Like, where would you go? Where would you find an investor? Where would you get support? And so my understanding of how this works really is kind of based on this idea of looking at the system and trying to create the system that creates the conditions. And so shifting the culture, creating aspects of the ecosystem where it's, evident that you could, get what you need to start something up. And so that's what we've been working on with Reconomy.
So building and encouraging businesses to grow and thrive, that must cost some money. Who funds that?
Well, investors, or it comes from customers who buy product or services. So there are lots of different models and lots of emerging models that align with some of what I was saying before about progressive businesses and doing business for good or creating businesses that can be part of the solution in some way. New Lion Brewery, for example, so they started out with some money that came from a private investor. Mm-hmm. It's been very community minded and has always been supporting the community and looking for ways to be a good citizen in that regard, and also being local. And they recently went through a change where they have become a community-owned brewery, so people who wanted to could buy shares in the company. And all of that is just part of how we keep the money circulating locally longer, which is how we build wealth and how we build prosperity. And so there are those kinds of examples emerging more and more, and not just here, but in other parts of the country too.
Mm, mm. And it's that seems quite unusual to have a community-owned company, especially a brewery. But is that something that's happening more and more nowadays?
It is. Yeah, it isn't as unusual as it was 10 years ago, and it's becoming more and more usual, and it's becoming more of the kind of thing that government, and especially local governments who are working on the climate emergency, are wanting to see, because having that community ownership, like I say, it keeps the money local rather than going out into the global financial system, but it also gives people a stake in their local place, in their local economy, and provides another way for people to participate that isn't simply being a passive consumer. And it also contributes to reducing the ecological footprint. Mm. And there are other possible benefits too, including more jobs and things like that.
Yeah, and people are more minded to support things that are locally minded and help the community as a whole. It's just something.
I think so. I mean, if you have a good relationship with the people that you are... that you're buying products and services from, you're more likely to go back rather than a faceless corporation. And especially when you find out that maybe the Koch brothers own the place where you do your shopping. or soon will.
And talking of breweries, it's interesting the story of BrewDog. I don't know if you followed that at all, but they started off as a small RC brewery, let's put it like that. They had an attitude which won them a lot of plaudits, and it was quite fun. But they got taken over by a large corporation, and they've sort of gone off the rails in terms of things like looking after staff and things like that. Now you get the feeling that if it remained in its punk ethos, it wouldn't have happened.
I think that's true. I mean, I don't know the people who run it. I mean, it's possible that all of those other things would have happened even if it stayed a local company. But one of the things for sure is that when especially these kind of green and ethical brands, when they get to a certain size, and if they decide to sell out to a corporation, then really what that means is that all the wealth begins to generated by that brand, by that company, then goes into other hands, and it goes into the hands of smaller and smaller numbers of people, and including shareholders that really don't care about anything except maximizing the return on their investment. And so all kinds of unintended consequences will follow.
Mm. Okay. I think we covered that very well. The Ashram song, Abrasive Trees. Do you know the Abrasive Trees guy?
Yeah, I know Matt, and have I've tried to get to his gigs a couple times and failed.
They're very remote things.
I like his music, and I thought early morning we should have some mellow music to get started with.
Ashram song from Abrasive Trees. Ashram song, Abrasive Trees, a bit of reverse guitaring there from Matt Rochford. So here with Jay Tompt from the Reconomy Centre, we're still chatting about stuff. Now, what is the Local Entrepreneur Forum and Community Dragons, please?
Well, I guess there are a few different ways to talk about it. I mentioned earlier that the origin of it really began from our failure to get an incubator going. And we thought, well, what can we do in one day that would be good for entrepreneurs to help them, connect with people who might have answers to their questions or can help them in some way. And certainly investors could help. So we should have something that could enable entrepreneurs to pitch and get some kind of financial support or other kinds of support. So that's kind of how the whole thing developed.
So do you sit there like a Deborah Meaden with scratching your hands and going, I don't know if I like this or not. That sort of thing.
Is she one of the dragons on the TV show?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
I hate that show so much. I never watched it. I have watched the show, but I don't really watch it very often. So, yeah, so we called it the Community of Dragons because people are generally familiar with the show. So the first few years that we did it in the Civic Hall.
Yeah.
We'd have 120 or 130 people show up. It would be like a day-long conference. So you pay 10 or 20 pounds to get in. There's a speaker or two. We do like facilitated networking and something we call something called open space, which is just for people who don't know, it's also called unconference. It's when you sort of self-organize around the topics that you want to discuss, and then people go to various tables to talk about things like somebody might suggest, oh, well, how do you talk to an investor? Or who else is interested in doing a community woodland or something like that? And then people self-organize around those tables. And it's a really good way to kind of meet people who could help you and gain confidence and learn what you need to learn. And it's really great. And then we move into a lunch, and then we have people pitch, and we have criteria and all of that. People go through the criteria, and we choose four or five entrepreneurs to pitch. And then the first year we had three friendly green dragons, and they all helped. One of the people who pitched was New Lion Brewery, and they connected with some support that way. Another one was Grow Cycle. They grow mushrooms on coffee grounds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're up
there. And they got a bunch of support.
Dartington, yeah.
But one of the dragons told a story about his town up in Biddeford. A lady was running a cafe. She was a single mom and running into trouble, and she was going to close the cafe, but the community loved the cafe. So people in the community said, well, I'll take a shift in the kitchen, or I'll wash your dishes, I'll watch your kid while you work. And they saved the cafe, and I thought, okay, this is how we're going to do it from now on. So from the second year on, we've been doing the Community of Dragons, where people pitch to the whole audience. And everybody responds however they can. So somebody might get up and pitch for their foraging business, and which somebody did, Myrtle Cooper. Hey, I want to start a foraging business, and I need 500 pounds, and I need an outdoor kitchen, and I need this and that. And then people will respond, I'll loan you 500 pounds. Or I'll give you 100 pounds, or I'll give you 10 pounds if somebody else gives you 10 pounds, or I'll sign up for your course, or I'll give you this, or I'll give you that, or I know you didn't ask for it, I'll make you a video, or I know someone you should talk to, or I just love what you're doing and I'll give you a hug. So we will call that an investment. You're investing your hug in the local community. And what kind of return do you get as an investor? Well, maybe a better place to live.
Okay.
Excuse me. So this is kind of the story we've been spinning all these years, and we've had some really amazing folks pitching. We've had a tech company, a couple of farms, not just like hippie Birkenstock wearing patchouli kind of businesses, but like real businesses.
Yeah.
And people will rock up and say, you know, I'll loan you the money, or hey, come and talk to me. And
you can have I just want to correct you. You can have a Birkenstock wearing business that's a real one.
Yes.
But yeah.
But you know, sometimes when I talk to people out in the world, they think, oh, well, this is a hippie thing for marginal businesses. But no, I mean.
Well, it sounds like you've had quite a few successes. I mean, the Lion Brewery is a success. The I've heard of the growing mushrooms on coffee people. They're still going. It sounds like this is quite a good launching pad for new businesses.
It is, and you know, as an economist and as somebody who grew up and built a career in Silicon Valley, I will tell you this is real. This is how we kind of create that entrepreneurial culture. We've had 200 something odd people over the years play the role of investor.
Wow.
So,
The other thing about this is I get this might be a fake impression, but I get the impression that small businesses that have grown from a point, not from debt, but from an actual standing point, and then they make their money from the profits they make as they go, are massively more resilient than bigger corporations that can collapse at the flick of a switch. And the pandemic, for example, has highlighted for me the Totnes High Street is a buzzing fortress of little shops, unlike many other towns and cities in the country, which are inhabited by great corporate machines. And those corporate machines have been tumbling like flies recently through the pandemic, because they presumably work on a debt basis, whereas a small business can't do that. And in so doing, it's remained resilient, and Totnes High Street is as buzzing as it ever was.
I'm not so sure there are absolutes and generalities that are absolutely true. I think there's nothing wrong with debt. There's something wrong with too much debt. And there are a lot of businesses that have grown organically from sales that are doing quite well, and others that you never hear about because they didn't make it. Mm. I think the high street's doing pretty good, and we have a very resilient economy here, not as resilient as it could be. There are more vacant shops in town than I've ever seen. But there are lots of local businesses that were very well supported by local people. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there were relationships in place where people just said, God, I'm just going to do my best to support this business no matter what. And the other thing is that in this pandemic, and while some businesses were failing, others were starting up. So we've got a really great crop of people who are going to pitch at this next event. And, the reasons that many of them said that they were going to start something up now is because, well, they sort of had to, or it was an opportunity to do something different.
Okay. And when is this next event?
Okay. This is everybody take note. It's September 5th from 2 to 6 in the Glade. And the Glade is this amazing venue in the woods.
Over at Dartington.
Behind Schumacher. And the Woodland Presents, who have just been doing amazing work. They also pitched at one of our events a few years ago. And so I think this is going to be kind of a magical one. It'll be a Sunday afternoon. Hopefully it'll be good weather and sunny. Out in the woods, we'll have lots of opportunity for networking. So if you're a food business, or you work with young people, or you're concerned about the climate, we'll have sessions on all those things. It'd be a good way to meet people who are doing things in those arenas, and then we'll have the pitching.
Right. Okay. That sounds brilliant. Now, I'm going to go into details of how that works after we've had another song. Okay. And you've chosen Ben Harper. Now, a bit of reggae, isn't it, this?
Yeah, it's a great uplifting song, I think, all about... all about mutual support and making good stuff happen.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place with my own two hands, make a kinder place. A safer place. I'm gonna help the
With my own two hands, as chosen by Jay Tompt. Am I saying your name properly, by the way?
You are.
Jolly good. Excellent. So when you're in the Glade on the 5th of September, coming up for the next Entrepreneur Forum, what actually will happen on the day?
Well, people will start arriving around 2. I think we'll have food from SEMA. Maybe we'll have some beer from the New Lion Brewery. Maybe we'll have some kombucha, another treat. We'll mingle, and maybe there'll be some music. There'll be some networking, and then we will get everybody to get to know one another a little bit, and we'll move into these 3 sessions, or maybe there'll be 4 sessions. So something on food, something on the climate, something on young people, and then just kind of general networking, and then we'll have the pitching, and we'll convene the community of dragons. And the way that will work is we'll have 5 projects pitching one after the next.
Mm-hmm.
And after they do that, then we'll sort of open the floor for investments. And it's super fun. It's really a heartfelt kind of experience. The last few years we've been doing this at the ballroom, you know, at the 7 Stars.
Oh yeah.
And every single time somebody bursts into tears, every single time somebody will say, wow, there's a lot of love in the room. So it's going to be that kind of
a joyous experience.
Day.
That sounds wonderful. The,
in the trees.
And do you know who these 5 pitching people are? Are we allowed spoilers?
Well, no, we just chose last night. This is breaking news.
We love breaking news on this show.
So one of the projects is called The Living Projects. And this is a youth-led project all about helping young people learn how to do stuff on the land. They've been on a piece of land called the Pond Field for the past 6 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
They pitched at one of the local entrepreneur forums 6 years ago to get started, and they've been going from, it's a big cliche, but going from strength to strength. They built a roundhouse, and they have developed a market garden and are running a CSA. They're launching some educational programs. Really fantastic.
Okay.
And then there is Brouhaha, and this is a kombucha company that just started up during the pandemic. And kombucha is a fermented tea-based beverage.
Mm.
And in those places where there's a really vibrant craft brewing scene, The craft brewers are all pouring kombucha alongside their beer. So New Land Brewery has been working with these guys to serve Brouhaha out at their place, and they're bottling it, and they're looking to grow. That's a fantastic project. Yeah. Then there's another food-oriented business called Montreal-Style Bagels, and these bagels are delicious, and this is another thing that started up during the lockdown and in Sasha's kitchen. And so they're looking to grow. Bagels aren't really a big thing here in this
country.
Not,
are they? They're always in a bag in the corner of Morrison's. Yeah. That's about as good as you get.
Those bagels are a poor imitation of freshly baked Montreal-style bagels.
Okay.
Anyway, they're pitching to, and they're looking to grow out of their kitchen at home. Then there's a land-based project, Common Flora, and they're growing all kinds of herbs and plants for dyeing, and that's a great land-based business. And then finally, Mend Assembly, and maybe a lot of your listeners will know of the Mend Assembly.
They're being on the show. Yeah,
they took over the mill building down there by Morrison's.
Yeah,
and it's all about upcycling and working with textiles and fashion, slow fashion, and they're looking to grow also. So all really fantastic projects.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great day, hopefully.
Fantastic. So the actual Reconomy project, or the group, you as a group, you're not the ones that hand over the cash. You're the ones that are making this, making the connections happen so that the... And anybody can turn up. Am I getting it right that if I was to turn up and I really like the Brouhaha, mainly because of the name, that I can throw a tenner at them and it would literally be as little as that that makes me viable to do that?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all about participation. And so I don't know exactly what they might be asking for. They might be asking for, say, £10,000 or this or that piece of equipment or help with marketing and so on. Mm. And you could pop up and say, well, I'll give you 10. Or you can amplify that by saying, well, I'll give you 10 if somebody else gives you 10.
Yeah.
And I always do this. And you do that, and then suddenly like 10 or 15 hands go up. So it's really fun that way. And then you can also think creatively. Okay, well, you didn't ask for this, but I'll make you a radio show.
Yeah.
Or I'll bake you a cake.
Something I'm good at.
Because I love what you're doing.
Yeah. Or I can make you a logo or anything like that.
Yeah.
Sure, I get you. Or make a website for you or something like that. Yeah, it's not necessarily money involved.
Exactly. It's not only about the money, for sure.
Energy is an important thing. Now, when these people that are pitching, I've heard of a few of them. So they're established to some point or other. Do you advise on what should be needed to make a pitch?
Yes, we do. So we have a process for people who are interested in pitching. First, there's a little bit of an interview, and there's some advice that is offered at this stage. And then we have another bit of a process where we select. And then afterwards, we provide some coaching on crafting their pitch and ensuring that they're asking for things that they really need and have... you know, lots of ways for people to participate. And we also, you know, we have pretty extensive networks, myself and some of my colleagues. And so there might even be further kind of behind the scenes help in getting connected with this or that expert or introducing to this or that retailer that we know or whatever. Mm. So it's really about kind of coming into a network of people and relationships that's all about helping this kind of economics and these kinds of businesses grow and thrive.
Sure. And one of the things that I think is daunting to anybody who's thinking about starting a business, because in actual fact, the reality of starting a business, in my experience, has been you just get on with it. You just start. And what you don't know will come to you as time goes on. But there are one or two things that are required, like legal stuff, like making sure that the HMRC know who you are and making sure that you're keeping a register of all the money coming in and coming out, accounts and stuff like that. Is there any help with that?
Well, you know, there are all kinds of ways to get something started, and we can help people at the Reconomy Center who are interested in getting something started, help them kind of think through their business model and think through their business plan. And when it comes time to things like how to keep your books and how to incorporate, generally we point them to experts that we know in our network who can help.
Okay, so you're not going to sit there and like, oh, you're in trouble. Here's what we're going to take over for a while and then sort you out.
No.
It's going to be, well, you need, what you need is this person to talk to, and they will advise you and such like this to move the problem on.
Yeah.
Good. Well, and what actually happens in the Reconomy building? Do you have offices there that people can rent?
Well, it's an open plan, and it's a little bit strange because a part of the building is an old house, like a 400-year-old house, and it's connected to that new build apartment block, and so that's the round part you see on the corner is our conference room. That's part of that new build.
Okay.
But it's all open plan. We have desks, and so it's a place to work if you. You know, if you want to come in and work on your laptop, it's great. You'll meet other people who are doing interesting things. There's a kitchen and all that stuff. And the conference room is a good place for meetings. And we run workshops in there from time to time on like how to start a business or how to do social media or whatever. And that's it, really. It's just it's a community resource for people who want to not work at home because of the kids or whatever, the distractions, not work in a cafe all the time.
Sure. And is there a charge for using the space?
Well, we run it on a membership and a pay what you can kind of pricing model.
Okay.
So it's really accessible. So if you can afford to pay £5 a day, then there you go.
Yeah. And all the Wi-Fi is included and water for the kettle.
All of that is included. Yeah, and we have fast internet.
So. Very good. Well, Jay Tompt, it's been educational. I've learned a lot this morning. Thank you very much for coming in to tell us all about this.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you and loads of people down at the Glade on September 5th.
Yes, and we'll put it'll be on the events page of the Totnes Pulse as well. We'll put it in there, and maybe we'll put an article in there would be good. But
great.
Also, what do you have a website, Reconomy Center?
Reconomycenter.org.
There you are. That was easy. Good.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for coming in this morning. And we're going to play out with your final choice of music. And it's Curtis Mayfield. Thank you for listening to the full Totnes Breakfast on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM, folks. And do stay tuned for Morning Connections. We'll be back tomorrow with the Friday feeling.
Though you may find from time to time complication, we'll be right back. keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, rumors be forsaken, but you can pass the test.